Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the first episode of the Eric Bailey Blog Podcast of 2019. I know it's almost 3 weeks into the year, so I've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but that's all good. I hope that everybody's new year is treating them well. If you're one of those people that make resolutions to try to be a better you for the new year, I hope that you're sticking to your commitment. I'm hoping that you're finding the change that you need. And if you're not really one of those people that subscribe to it, well, then hopefully you stay in sucker free. This episode is titled The Real Episode 5 because I noticed that this is the fifth episode, but for some reason I labeled the fourth one as the fifth episode. So I'm trying to get everything back on track. So welcome to The Real Episode 5. It's going to be relatively short. There's just some things I want to get in. There's some things on my mind I kind of wanted to get out there. I'd probably say we're going to spend the bulk of the topic on remembering the great Dr. Martin Luther King, with it being MLK Day. And this is something that's always near and dear to me for several reasons. We don't quite share a birthday. I just recently turned 32. January 16th, which is the day after Dr. King's birthday. So, you know, it's always kind of cool just being in the proximity of that. Two, you know, I think that a lot of the things that we as a culture and we as a society take for granted, you know, are possible due to people who very selflessly they put the cause that they represent before their own personal agendas and their own personal lives. I know that because they end up getting the recognition and they end up becoming these, celebrities, so to speak, and these historical figures, I think it's really easy to say that these people did it for their own advantages or whatever the case may be. But I do always consider that a lot of these people, it's a huge sacrifice to make yourself a public figure for a very controversial cause. You know, especially something like civil rights during the segregation era in the United States. It's very, very difficult to stand up to that and say, I'm going to be the face of this cause. Because as you can see, a lot of people make that sacrifice and it ends up costing them everything. As we remember Dr. King, who was slain during the prime of his life, 39, so, you know, we kind of forget that when people make those sacrifices, they can put their lives on the line standing up for justice or standing up for equal rights, and standing up for every single person who may not necessarily have the willpower to be that person. So, you know, for being a public figure and to take that grandstand, I think that that's one of the things that we take for granted. We focus on the celebrity, we focus on the historical content, but we don't really focus on, you know, the sacrifices that they have to make, the torment and the wear and tear it puts on their personal life, their family's life. So, you know, I'm always going to be indebted to that type of sacrifice because I'm one of the people that benefit from that sacrifice. I'm one of the people that can have these opportunities that would not have been afforded to me had it not been for the civil rights movement and the civil rights activism. I'm always going to be, indebted to that. So I'm glad that we can take a day to celebrate that. I'm actually, you know, I'm actually recording on my way to work. I thought that the holiday would yield less traffic, but the 405 is a 405. And also, I'm doing this hands-free with the seatbelt on, so don't worry, folks. It's all good in the hood. So I've been off work for a week. It's felt great to be off. It doesn't feel so great going back. But, you know, it is what it is. A lot of things happening in the news today, which I'm excited about. I'm excited that the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. I know it's getting ready to jack the rent up even more at Inglewood. So, if you don't already own property, get in while the getting's good, because, you know, titles tend to drive up property value. So it's an exciting time for LA sports. You know, the Rams, I'm not going to lie. I was never a really huge football fan until we got a football team back. Simply because, you know, with there not being a team here, I'm a loyal to the soil type dude. You know, I don't really believe in following teams that aren't from the area or aren't in the area. Simply because, you know, I love watching sports. You know, I love the following, and I love, you know, the statistics and the analytics of it. But, you know, in terms of how intense the loyalty gets and how plugged in people get to the game, I've never really been that guy. You know, there are, like, a lot of people that get into arguments. There are a lot of people that get into fights. And I've never really been so into sports where I'm that guy. So, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a born and raised Angelino. So, you know, I've always been a huge Laker fan. I've always been a huge Dodger fan. I don't really care for hockey, but, you know, if I watch it, go Kings, go. So, you know, it was exciting to finally get a football team back and, you know, root for the Rams. So it's nice to see that. It's also nice to see how the Lakers are coming along. Not having LeBron and not having Rondo and letting these young kids develop. And I actually think it's a really great thing that they don't really have that person that can take those touches and absorb a lot of the offense. I actually think that it's really nice to see these kids develop. You know, are any of these kids going to be superstars? Maybe, you know. A safe bet would be Kyle Kuzma becomes maybe not a superstar, but, you know, definitely a perennial all-star, you know, if his momentum keeps going forward. Brandon Ingram probably isn't the Kevin Durant-esque player that a lot of people hyped him up to be. I personally never thought that. But, you know, it's nice to see that he can at least contribute. You know, he's a, you know, a 6'9" kid that can put the ball on the floor. Shooting maybe not as lights out as people would like it to be, especially in a shooter's league. But, you know, if he can do a little bit of everything, I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not a real huge fan on the trade talks because I like the kid. And also, I bought a jersey, so let's hope that, you know, for the foreseeable future, we keep him so I don't look stupid in that city edition. But, you know, it is what it is. So that being said, man, I want to send, you know, as much positive energy to, everybody affected by the government shutdown. You know, it really sucks going, I don't think that I would go to work if I was told by my job that, hey, we want you to continue doing what you do and we'll worry about the pay later. Then I'd say I'd worry about the labor later. So, you know, I know it's very tough, you know, having to stay committed to what you do and still, you know, have to do it despite the fact that, you know, the money ain't straight. I'm not a huge fan of that. So, you know, that's sitting on my heart. Also sitting on my heart is, you know, LAUSD and their teacher strike, the you know, when it comes to labor or when it comes to work stoppages and strikes, under extreme circumstances, I'm always pro-labor, simply because the way that I feel about that is every single component of the engine that drives society needs to be appreciated for what it is. You know, if you look at the engine of a car, is every single thing the motor? No. Is every single thing the transmission? No. But, you know, if your timing belts ain't right, or if your spark plugs aren't right, you know, and a spark plug run you anywhere between $3 to $5. It's a very inexpensive part of the engine that can't run without it. So I don't really worry so much about the value versus, you know, the importance that that role plays. So, you know, if the teachers want for the resources to educate our children, if they want those resources to be better allocated, maybe we should give them a listen. Because, you know, I remember being in school, being in, you know, junior high and high school, how important that, you know, those resources can be, especially when you have class size, you know, classroom sizes of 35, 40 children. It's very difficult to give that one-on-one attention. It's very difficult to, you know, answer those questions of that one kid or those three kids that may not necessarily get it, that could probably get it if they had that attention, but, you know, the resources are just being stretched thin. I don't look at it as they need to be paid more. I don't look at it as they're just, you know, harping over money. It's a very integral job. You know, educating the people who are going to vote, educating the people who are going to conduct business in our society for the next generation, the people who are going to be bank tellers, the people that are going to be police officers, the people that are going to be nurses and doctors and, you know, even waiters and waitresses. Because, again, it's not about what you do. It's about being a competent person with basic reasoning skills. And that starts at home, but it's really grown in the classroom. You know, that's what our education system should be. Is I'm like, you know, we shouldn't worry so much about the 2 plus 2s and the, you know, ABCs. I think that we should focus on really developing the next generation of society to be competent, well-rounded, and comprehensive people. And if teachers need more resources to do that, especially in the second largest school district in the United States, you know, we shouldn't have to worry about resources when we have the resources. We have the money to do this. So, teachers, you have my support, because especially with the direction that Los Angeles is going, we need to be more educated. Because, you know, if you're a student of history, anytime that you have advances in technology, whether it be the Industrial Revolution, whether it be the riveting boom that happened after World War II, whether it be the radio communications that happened in the 70s, whether it be this internet boom that we're going through right now and tech boom, anytime that there's dramatic advances in society, you know, people get left behind. And I would really like to see as little people get left behind, especially if we're simply just choosing not to educate them. You know, not every single income allots for a private school. And even if they did, well, then, you know, private schools just wouldn't be as inclusive. You know, rather than those 10 to 15 student classrooms, you know, if everybody had the money for it, they'd be just as swamped as a public school system. So I think that we just need to do a better job at growing as a society and learning as a society. I started going back to school myself simply because, like I said, I didn't want to get left behind. And I see it coming right now. So I'm pro-education. And anything that means that we can grow as a society, I'm always for. So if these teachers need those resources to be better people, and to create a generation of better people, I'm all for that. You know, our children deserve it. We deserve it, because these are the people that are going to be taking care of us when we can't do that anymore. You know, when we can't, you know, police the streets and you know, treat people in doctor's offices, when we can't be the dentist, when we can't be the bank tellers, when we can't be the police officers, and when we can't be the bus operators and the truck drivers, you know, and everything down to fast food. When we can't do that anymore and we need somebody to take care of us, we need those people who will step up and take care of us to be as compassionate, as empathetic, as competent, and as rational as possible. So let's create a better society for them so they can go forward and do great things, but also make sure that they're looking out for us. So trust me, like, any time that you invest in children, it's always a sound investment. You're always going to see a return on it. Other than that, I'm excited to see what the Los Angeles Lakers are going to do versus the Golden State Warriors tonight, depending on how bad that is. If it's a loss for the Lakers where they stayed in it like they did in Houston, which I was actually proud of. I mean, there's only really so much you can do with James Harden. You know, if you breathe on the dude, you know, his beard sways from your breath, it's a foul. So, I mean, they played as solid of a game as they could play. Did they make some rookie mistakes down the stretch? Yeah, but they're still really young, so I'm actually very proud of what they were able to do against a team that should, on paper, be significantly better than them. So for them to lose in a shootout against, you know, a team that shoots significantly better than they do, and only lose by 4 points and to be right in it, and, you know, for it to push to overtime, is what it is. And then especially when you take into account that they lost Lonzo Ball really early in the game, As a lifelong Laker fan, I'm proud of what I saw in that very young team with essentially no superstar. So there may not necessarily be a rebuttal on this Warriors game if they play the Warriors the same way that they did the Rockets. It may not necessarily be a commentary right away. If it's a huge win, I'm coming on to celebrate. If it's a huge loss, I'll come back to break it down. I'm excited to see what the Rams are going to do, but, you know, the Super Bowl is still, you know, 2 weeks away. I'm still not over the, you know, the Puig and Kemp trade as a Dodger fan. I like Yusiel Puig. I know that, you know, the consensus in L.A. was split. You know, you either loved him or hated him. I liked him. Still kind of upset, but it is what it is. So that being said, man, you know, it's an exciting time for LA sports. We still need to be very mindful of, you know, the people affected by the government shutdown. Still need to be very empathetic towards the teachers who are fighting, for the betterment of your children. And, you know, the dignity and the respect that they deserve in that occupation, which I feel they do. So having said that, man, look out for episode 6. I've been telling people that, you know, the Instagram and the Facebook is at the Eric Bailey blog. My fault, it's at Eric Bailey blog. So ericbaileybo. B-L-O-G, yeah, man, say, I can't even spell blog right now, you know, S-M-R-T, but yeah, it's also a Twitter handle, so, you know, if you get at Eric Bailey blog, that's good for Instagram and Twitter. For Facebook, it would be the Eric Bailey blog, so, you know, go ahead and check me out. Love feedback, so just give me as much feedback as you can, help carve out better shows. And let's have a great week, man. Like, you know, it's Monday, so today will dictate how well the rest of the week is going to go. I work nights, so, you know, I work, a swing shift, so I know everybody else is kind of well into their Monday, but, you know, if you were able to galvanize it and handle it and keep cool, great. If you weren't, it's the beginning of the week, man. You can always turn it around, so. That being said, you know, find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter, find me on Facebook. And let's make 2019 as great as, you know, the greatest year as we can by taking baby steps. Work every single day to make this day the best day possible. And then when you look back at the end of the tunnel, you'll realize that you made diamonds.